It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The New Mexico General Services Department announced Tuesday that it plans to invest $32 million on projects to improve the energy efficiency of state buildings in Santa Fe and generate renewable electricity with solar panels. The legislature and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham dedicated $20 million to the initiative. Permission is being sought from the New Mexico Finance Authority to borrow an additional $12 million. A new survey finds Texas voters overwhelmingly want to increase state money for public schools, but a majority also oppose raising sales taxes to offset any cuts to property taxes. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports on what funding solutions Texans do support.
According to the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs, most Texans favor an increase in so-called sin taxes to pay for public education.
Almost 70% support increasing taxes on cigarettes and other tobacco products, and about 60% support increased sales tax on beer, wine, and other alcohol.
Jim Granato, the Hobby School's executive director, says residents also favor raising taxes on oil and gas extraction. And there was one big surprise.
About 3 out of 5 Texans support legalization and taxing of casino gambling, and almost the same percent support legalizing and taxing recreational sale of marijuana.
But respondents rejected the idea of instituting a state income tax by 3-1. State lawmakers are trying to figure out how to fund public education while capping property taxes. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.
A Las Cruces event was a reminder of those who serve the nation in our military. Here's commentator Peter Goodman.
I enjoyed playing in the second annual Aaron Gifford Memorial Pickleball Tournament recently. On two beautiful Las Cruces spring days, people from 11 states competed, getting great exercise in a fun way. They also helped a good cause. Aaron was a great young man who had served 3 tours of duty in Iraq. He returned with PTSD. He avoided getting the help he needed and hid the extent of his suffering from his loving family. In January last year, he killed himself, as 22 U.S. veterans do each day. His mother, Cece Hunter, turned that unspeakable loss into a win for others. She, her family, and the pickleball community started this tournament. Last year, its first year, the tournament donated to Mission 22, started by veterans, to help fellow vets and named for those 22 daily tragedies. The tournament and Mission 22 spread the word that psychological help is available and can be effective with PTSD. Many vets doubt that anything can help them. Maybe Aaron Gifford's death helped someone overcome that doubt. This year, the tournament helped the Community of Hope get homeless vets into homes. This excellent local program can house a homeless vet for $3,000. This year, the Aaron Gifford Memorial Tournament's total contribution could be close to $20,000. That's like finding homes for 7 people who served their country. Energized by the task at hand, Cece also appeared on radio shows and wrote an op-ed in the Las Cruces Sun News. She not only has helped spread the word to vets and their families that help is there, but has created some of that help. A huge military-looking vehicle, nicknamed the Punisher, stood near the NMSU Tennis Center during the tournament. A stark reminder of both the dangers of war and the camaraderie between soldiers. It was built by a local Marine vet in honor of Chris Kyle. Many players were vets, some wearing caps identifying the nature of their service. "Thank you for your service" was an oft-heard phrase. I've disagreed with politicians sending young folks into some wars. But our country has a clear duty to do our best to repair the damage war does to those who serve. It's appalling how poorly we meet that obligation. It's a sad irony that the politicians who shout loudest for war are sometimes the most unwilling to spend actual dollars to help the veterans, the victims, of those wars. Credit CC and Community of Hope for stepping up. And please consider contributing to Camp Hope in Aaron's memory. Thanks.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.